You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's with me in Studio A this morning, and we're joined by Murray State's Tom Lowe. The 50th West Point Class of 1964 reunion premiered three of his musical compositions. He's also a teacher of science teachers. He competed in the 1968 U.S. Olympics in modern pentathlon, and he's consulted with LEGO Robotics. Wow, Tom, you put me to shame with all that you've done. Welcome to Sounds Good.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, Tracy, I ran into Tom, and I think I called you a Renaissance man when I heard that you had started writing music.
Well, I do enjoy a lot of different things, and I got interested in music mostly from my time at West Point. I was in the Glee Club and the choir and enjoyed singing there. But really didn't get involved with writing music, per se, until later on in life when I was in the church choir. I guess it was in Charlottesville back in the, maybe in the early 80s. And we were singing, and I thought, you know, I've got a couple ideas for just simple amen or something like that. And so I talked to the choir director, and he said, well, sure, give it a try. So I wrote a couple of amens, and they sang them as part of the church service. And that was just such a, well, sort of a thrill to know that something I wrote was contributing to the worship service that day. So after that, I started studying a little more seriously and got some software. And when we were up in Connecticut, at the time I worked for LEGO, we were near the Hart School of Music at the University of Hartford. And so I was able to take a sort of a private composition course there and got a little more information about, well, what the heck to do, how to do it, and just sort of springboarded from that.
So tell me about the genesis of your idea of writing a composition for the 50th anniversary of your class.
Well, there were several things that happened, which these are the three songs, but the one I'd particularly like to talk about is the one that was at our memorial service. Our class graduated in 1964, and we lost a good number of them immediately in the Vietnam conflict. And then we've lost several afterwards for medical reasons and just general health. We're getting on down the pathway, I guess. But we were singing this one song here at the First United Methodist Church in Murray called, it was like, Arise, My Soul, Arise, da-da-da-da-da-da. And as I was singing with the choir, it occurred to me, you know, those are not the right words for that song. I don't know where that thought came from, but I got the idea it really is Come Take a Walk with God. And so I started playing with those words and parts of the melody of the song we were practicing. And it occurred to me, well, this sort of fits together with a memorial about our servicemen and women who have died in service to the country, and let me work that up. So I worked it up without even thinking about the West Point reunion, and then as plans started consolidating for that, and I got a little bit of opportunity to coordinate with some of the programs. And I mentioned this to one of the chaplains that was going to organize the program. He said, well, send it up and let's look at it. Wow, this is perfect. Oh, my gosh. So so it ended up being on the program for the memorial service, and it was sung right before we walked through the cemetery. Mm. So Come Take a Walk with God was very literal in that sense as well. And we were figuring out, well, how are we going to sing this? I don't have any type of an arrangement except what they call a lead sheet, which is simply the chords and the melody and the words. And one of my classmates I found out named Bob Balderson had been taking professional singing lessons for several years. And so he and I were in the Glee Club together, so I knew him. And I contacted him and sent him the music, and he says, oh yeah, this is in my range. I would love to sing this. So he ended up practicing with his voice teacher for a month or so before the reunion. And he said later to me, he sang this to his mother, to his mother's assisted living home, to anybody who would listen, and just really enjoyed preparing for it. And then during the memorial service, he just nailed it.
And, do you want to hear a little bit of it?
Well, yeah. The last part of it is particularly important to me because that's the part where the music calls forth that, you know, when the country was in need, we have people who are ready to step forward, and we really need to honor the memory of the ones who died, gave the supreme sacrifice. So this is Bob Balderson, probably about halfway through the piece, just introducing those ideas. And in that ending, it expresses pretty much everything. He was accompanied by Craig Williams, the organist at the West Point Protestant Cadet Chapel, playing on the world's largest church organ. So that was pretty hefty accompaniment.
So what did it feel like to be in the audience?
Well, it was just an amazing feeling, very similar to what I said earlier, where I just can't believe that something I helped to write is contributing to the worship service. And after the service, I was approached by many classmates and by several widows of classmates who had died, and they told me what a meaningful piece of music it was. And, of course, Bob got mobbed because of his delivery, so it was quite a moment.
Wow. And this was one of three compositions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had another piece that was sung at the regular Sunday service the day before, and then a third piece was sung by members of the Glee Club on the following night at the banquet. So it was sort of like three premieres in 3 days, which was just a very surprising and satisfying.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's a bucket list kind of thing for you.
Well, it was, and I couldn't think of any more appropriate or satisfactory venue than West Point for some of these things to show up. But it's not an effort of one single person either. There's a lot of other people involved because I like to acknowledge all the assistance and encouragement I received in just my general composition efforts. In particular, I would like to thank Beckenhorst Press for permission to quote from one of their tunes. That was the tune "Arise, My Soul, Arise" that sort of started the whole thing there. And then there are several Murray State professors that have actually pitched in to help a lot with me too. Mike D'Ambrosio, Randall Black, and especially Brian Syak for help with their suggestions and critique of the composition. And Pam Wergler, the chair of the Department of Music, has been extremely helpful. She's also our choir director at the church. And Ray Conklin has been very helpful as well. And Joanne Boker, our organist at First Church in Murray, has helped with kind of critiquing the organ arrangement. So it's been sort of a team effort in that sense, that lots of people have helped me along the way, and it's just wonderful to be in such a supportive environment here at Murray State.
Tom Lowe is a teacher at Murray State University. What is your discipline?
Well, I like to call it science education. I help to prepare people who want to enter the distinguished and challenging and just so important calling of teaching science to our next generation of students and leaders. And I have to help them not only learn the information to teach, but I more importantly have to help them learn how to deal with it emotionally, intellectually, and make it palatable and inviting and engaging to the students they'll work with.
What a great vocation. Tom Lowe, thank you very much for being here today with your music, and I hope we'll hear from you then with your next foray into whatever else you're going to do with your life.
Well, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. I never know from one day to the next, but
catch your fancy, huh?
Well, I would encourage anyone who has that sort of mindset, just be always curious and don't abandon your childish nature from earlier years. Just ask lots of questions, look around, and just always be willing and able and eager to learn.
Amen.
There you go.
Thank you for being here today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, Kate.
We're Murray State's WKMS, inviting you to join our membership at WKMS.org anytime.